My God, this son of a bitch McGovern is really getting rough. That interview he gave to these nine reporters yesterday, it was Henry was here, and he'd just been here, we're just talking now. Most shocking goddamn thing I ever heard. He said, we'll turn the he says, we'll turn South Vietnam over to the communists.
Well, I think the man has lost his, lost his sense of rational purpose. I mean, anybody, he gains, I don't see where he gains by saying that. That just turns people off. Even sophisticates who are against the war don't want to have a massacre and people fleeing the country. And
that's the thing that our boys can talk about is a massacre, and I'd trust that get some of the Catholics back. You know who's going to get killed, Chuck? The Catholics.
Oh, of course. Oh,
they're the ones that are fighting.
That's right.
Jesus, the Buddhists don't fight. It's the Catholics. Henry's really the point, you know, that he feels that the thing is, he's really gone haywire on some of this stuff.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I think he has gone. I think McGovern has gone haywire.
He just stepped back into the room here, and we got to continue to work. You got anything else to report of interest?
No.
Henry to know? I mean, you're not, I told him not to be worried about the fact that these people are attacking him. I think it just helps us, don't you think so?
Absolutely.
The junketing stuff, I think it's just horrible, just unbelievable.
Well, I think what it does, Mr. President, it shows how desperate they are.
How desperate they are, yeah.
If they have to use something as ridiculous as that,
right.
Hell, they don't have any, they're in trouble if they do.
What in the hell does McGovern have this kind of a background here, though, Chuck, with these reporters? What in the name of God does he think he's proving? Does he think he's gaining with people by calling for a communist government?
No, I think, Mr.
Coalition government?
No, I don't think he understands the significance of what he's saying. And I also don't, I think he's still running for, he's still acting like a fellow running for state office.
Yeah.
He, you know, everything he has done has been just terribly amateurish. And I don't think he realizes that as a presidential candidate.
Yeah, but he's got a bright guy like Mankiewicz with him. Why the hell isn't Mankiewicz telling him what to do?
Well, I don't think he's able to control him when the fellow's sitting there spieling off what's on his mind. And to him, it is quite plausible to have...
Everybody thinks he's so smart. Remember, that's what everybody wrote for the California primary.
Who, McGovern?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I think he's dumb. I realize they wrote that, but I still think the man is not intelligent. He really is not...
Anyway, you can you keep the fire burning down there. If you want to give Henry, I mean, buck up his spirits, well, he's very depressed about all these attacks on him. So
he's depressed. Well,
he is, yeah.
By golly, I can buck him up on that.
Hello?
Hello, Henry, how are you?
Okay, Chuck, I'm not depressed.
Well, my golly, you're talking to the fellow who gets attacked every day.
Of course.
They only attack you once a week.
I know it. But they're stepping it up.
You know what it means, Henry?
What?
What it means is that they're so desperate that they have to grasp at any possible straw.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just think it builds us up when they attack you or they attack me, then they can't attack the president.
But I'm amazed at their incompetence.
Well, this interview today is shocking.
But, you know, it isn't just the coalition government. He says a communist-dominated coalition government.
Well, he says the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese would take over.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants. He said he would like to see that because it would have greater support in the countryside.
Yeah, even that isn't true.
If that's the case, why the hell are they all fleeing south?
Well, and if that's true, how is it that Chu has given 1.5 million arms to his own people and they aren't used against him?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, he's just sinking himself deeper and deeper into a mire that he can't get out of because he is the candidate of the enemy, and nobody has ever won an American election that way, and nobody ever will.
Yeah.
It's just Americans are just a little too provincial for that.